Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Elgin Chamber Alliance. And before I get to my first guest, I have the executive director of that chamber. I have Jessica Price on the phone. Jessica, you there?
I'm here, loud and clear.
Jessica, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
I'm great. The weather's been getting nicer, and I'm just getting excited for all the events we have coming up.
You guys actually have a lot of events going on. Of course, they can keep up to date on the website, elkinalliance.org. And to make it simple, we posted that link and the link to your actual Facebook page on our Facebook page a little bit ago at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. But I'm hearing about the big Memorial Day parade, right?
Yes. Every year we hold it on Memorial Day. Of course, last year we couldn't because of COVID, but it's going to be at 11 a.m. on actual Memorial Day, the 31st, and we got a good lineup going on. We're really excited. Our Grand Marshal is going to be the Comptroller of the State of Maryland, Peter Franco, and so we're super excited. We have a lot of groups that are signing up, and we're still taking sign-ups all the way up until the Friday before. So if anyone's interested and wants to jump in the parade, you can go on our website and get the application and sign up all the way up until the Friday before Memorial Day.
And it's going to be pretty spread out, right, Jessica?
Yes, we have a pretty large route. It's about 1.1 miles, so there's plenty of places for people to stand and watch the parade and not be too close to each other. You know, they do recommend still the 6 feet and whatnot, and we do tend to get a lot of people that want to crowd around the judges' stand, but we have 1.1 miles of area that you can stand and watch the parade. And we do go by, we have a World War I memorial, and they call it the Doughboy. It's right across from our town hall, and we actually ask that the people kind of stop and acknowledge the memorial as they go through the parade route as well.
Okay, so you have that coming up here in just a couple weeks. Anything else?
We have our First Friday. Of course, we do First Fridays, first Friday of the month. And June, we're excited to have Bobby D. He's a professional drummer. It's going to be Bobby D and Friends, and he's playing it forward. So he has a bunch of his friends that are going to gather and do some outdoor music for us from 5:30 to 7:30. In addition to the art openings that we have, the Palette and the Page has an opening, the Arts Council has an opening. So we, you know, try to add the outdoor music as the weather gets nicer.
That's happening the first Friday in June.
Yes, that goes from 5 to 8, and the music is 5:30 to 7:30.
All right, so you have that on the way. What else do you have coming up?
And then the Friday after that, we have our Jump into June. This is a children's geared activity event. We go from 5 to 8 for that as well. We're going to have Jack Foraker doing his puppet show. We're doing our Chalk the Walks, so we'll have chalk provided for kids to draw, and we'll have suggestions if they can't come up with anything. And then we also have a lot of our local businesses are setting up tables to do crafts and games for the children. So it's just a good children's event. And we're closing Main Street for that, a section of Main Street, so we'll have plenty of space to space everyone out.
Wow, very cool. You have a lot of good things coming up, so you can keep up to date with ElkinAlliance.org, your official website. And people can still sign up to join you guys, even though, you know, we're almost halfway through the year. Right, Jessica?
Yes. We always accept membership. So if you go right on our website, there's a join now button. You can click on that. And our membership is based on the amount of employees. So we start at $100 and move our way up, all the way up to about $250. So it's all based on the amount of employees. So if you're a small business, you know, it's pretty affordable. So check that out.
All right. So let's go directly to the website, ElkinAlliance.org. And like I said, to make it simple, we posted that link on our page on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/WHGM Gold. So the executive director of the Elkin Chamber Alliance, Jessica Price, I want to thank you so much for calling in to give us some information about what's coming up. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, Jessica. Take care. Thanks again.
All right. Bye.
And my actual first guest this morning is Ingrid Minahan, the owner of Minahan's 1853 Land and Sea. Ingrid, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Ingrid, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
Good morning, Justin. I'm very good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in. Of course, you are with the Elkin Chamber Alliance, right?
That's correct.
And about how long have you been with them, Ingrid?
We just started again with them since we opened in April.
Oh, okay. So you were with them before, and then things happen, and then you join back up?
That's correct.
Okay. So from what you've seen, would you recommend to other businesses to check out what the Elkin Chamber Alliance has to offer?
Absolutely. The Alliance is a great resource for existing business and new business, and whoever wants to open something in Elkin and be part of the great community we are.
Especially with networking to other people you might not normally meet with, right?
That's correct.
So it's definitely worth checking out. And if you do want more information, you can go directly to our Facebook page, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We posted a link earlier to get to their actual Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they'll have access to your stuff. So your direct website is 1853landandsea.com. And for those who might not have heard of Minahan's 1853 Land and Sea, can you kind of explain, Ingrid, what that is and what you guys offer?
Yes, 1853 Land and Sea is new concept with worldwide cuisine. We got a little bit of Irish stuff, some Nordic dishes, Mediterranean, obviously local from Spain, from England, and from my own country, Chile, as well. So you can travel a little bit all over and when you try the different dishes.
And where are you located?
We are located in 101 West Main Street, Elkton, Maryland.
When are you guys normally open, Ingrid?
From Thursday to Saturday from 5 to 10 p.m. and Sunday for brunch at 10 to 2 p.m.
Okay, so it sounds like Menahane's 1853 Land and Sea is kind of a new concept. Is that why you just joined the Elkton Chamber Lions? Because you were with them before with a previous concept, I guess?
Yes, and because, as you said earlier, they do provide great network. They do market your place. They do allow to promote your place as well. And whatever you need, they're actually always available to, I don't know, print venues or get out on their Facebook, on their events, and kind of put you out there.
So the community has seen Menahane's 1853 Land and Sea before, but now it's a different concept, I guess.
Yes. So we purchased the building that's in Main and North Street. Everybody knows the building as the Howard House. Hmm. We purchased in 2013, and we were an Irish pub for 7 years. Then we had to close because of COVID, and it allowed us a good year to rethink and reinvent ourselves. We came with this great idea of 1853 Land and Sea.
And so what's 1853 mean?
So one of the things we loved about the building is the history behind it. So it was actually established and built before that as an hotel, as a Howard Hotel, but the construction was actually not great and it was leaking everywhere. Mm-hmm. So they dumped everything and they redid it in 1853.
So when do you normally open, you said, Ingrid?
We are normally open Thursday to Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. and Sundays, 10 to 2 p.m. for brunch.
So you said you're opening up Thursday through Saturday. Do you guys have any special deals, Ingrid?
Yeah, on Thursday we have locally sourced oysters, a bucket shock. So don't miss that opportunity.
Okay, so with today being Saturday, you'll be opening later on today at 5 o'clock. So if someone wants to come by and see you guys, do they need to make a reservation like in advance or they just stop by? And how are you guys operating?
We do recommend reservations because we have just 40 seatings available. So, and just being, you know, like people kind of are coming a lot. So walk-ins are welcome as well, but we do recommend reservations, and you can do that at our phone numbers, which is 410-620-1853, or to our email, reservations@1853landandsea.com.
You want to repeat that phone number one more time?
410-620-1853.
And that, of course, is directly on your website, 1853landandsea.com. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website. When they click on there, they'll have access to your stuff for more information. So you guys will be opening up later on today. People can come by and check you out. And then you do brunch also?
We have brunch as well, yes.
So what do you guys offer during that time?
Brunch is a bit different as well. I would say define it a bit European as well. We have Egg Benedicts, waffles, croissants, fresh oysters, champagne, mimosas, Bloody Marys. It's definitely like a new experience around here.
Oh, that's very cool to check out. So where are you located again in Elkton?
101 West Main Street, Elkton, Maryland.
All right. And then as long as they show up and bring their mask and stuff that way, you guys are operating like that during COVID still, right?
Absolutely. And the other thing we did interesting is we separate the areas. So you actually not in close contact with any other table or with anybody else at the bar.
Okay. Well, that's good to know for sure. So again, with today being Saturday, you'll be opening up later on today at 5 o'clock. And if they can't catch you later on today, they can come by tomorrow for brunch. So what was that phone number to call you again, Ingrid?
410-620-1853.
And again, you can find that directly on the website, 1853landandsea.com. And to make it simple, go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. Well, Ingrid Menahane, the owner of Menahane's 1853 Land and Sea, I want to thank you so much for calling in today to help get the word about what you guys offer. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Justin. You have a great weekend.
Oh, my pleasure. You as well, Ingrid. Take care. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And make sure you keep it here. We have the second segment of Chamber Chat coming up with the owner and artist of Tidewater Tattoo and also the commissioner for the town of Elkton. Rob Masmiano is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the second segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Elkton Chamber Alliance. And my second guest is the owner and artist of Tidewater Tattoo and also the commissioner for the town of Elkton. I have Rob Masmiano on the phone. Rob, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Rob, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks. Good morning to you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for calling in. Of course, you are with the Elkton Chamber Alliance, right, Rob?
I am. I've been with the chamber many years. Actually, couldn't tell you how many years, but I did serve on the board for probably 6 or 7 years.
Oh, so then you would definitely recommend to a business that's getting ready to either open or been around for a while to reach out to the Elkton Chamber Alliance?
Oh, I would definitely recommend it. Yeah, they've got their finger on the pulse of this town. They could help you with connections and contacts, introduce you to some great people. Yeah, it's really a great organization.
Because, you know, when your business, Tidewater Tattoo, was getting ready to open, now if you reached out to them and you get in contact with these people you might not normally meet with, right?
That is correct. I've met lots of new people through them.
And so it's definitely worth to check out. So you can go directly to their website, ElktonAlliance.org. And to make it simple, earlier we posted that link and link to their website and a link to their Facebook page on our Facebook page at Facebook.com/WHGM Gold. And if you click on there, they're going to have a link to get access to your stuff for more information. So your direct access for the Tidewater Tattoo place is simply TidewaterTattoo.com. Have you guys been operating during COVID-19, Rob?
Well, you know, along with everybody else, early in 2020, we got shut down for almost 3 months from March to, the first week in June, and then they allowed us to open back up. The only changes we had to make, because we've been following standard precautions for decades here at Tidewater Tattoo, the only changes we had to make were, of course, the wearing of the masks and the limited amount of people that we allowed into the building.
Okay, because when someone gets a tattoo, obviously you have to be less than 6 feet apart from that person. So people will know that when they go there, even though you are less than 6 feet, they still will be protected when they're getting that tattoo, right?
Absolutely, yep.
And so when you normally open, Rob?
We're open noon till 9, Tuesday through Saturday.
Oh, okay. So here in a little bit, we'll be opening up. And if someone wants to come by and they're thinking about getting a tattoo, is it something they would like make an appointment to come see you, or how is that working?
No, you can stop in anytime. We can talk to you, even if we're working. If we need to take a minute to stop and wash up and make an appointment for you, we can do that. We handle it all. You can call or come by, but coming by in person is best. That way we can talk back and forth and hammer out the details of what you want to get. An appointment is just about a necessity with us. We normally are booked several weeks in advance.
Okay. So what was that phone number, by the way?
It's 410-398-1202.
And you not only do tattoos, you do piercings, right?
We do. Yep. Piercings are very popular these days.
So if people do want to come by and see you, like you said, you'll be opening up here in a little bit at noon today. Where exactly are you located in Elkton?
We're on Main Street, 106 West Main Street in Elkton. I'm directly across from Minnie Haynes Restaurant that used to be the Howard House downtown. We've been here for, well, on June 5th, I'll be celebrating my 35th anniversary of tattooing on Main Street.
Wow.
35 years. Yeah.
Happy anniversary. So that's coming up when?
Thank you.
Absolutely.
We're going to be celebrating that on June 5th. And everybody that comes to the shop that day will receive a raffle ticket. And every 30 minutes throughout the day, I'm going to be raffling off door prizes.
So people can mark that down on their calendars to come on by and check it out. And June 5th is what day?
That's a Saturday. Matter of fact, the town has allowed us to shut down a portion of North Street, which is right across from us. And I'm going to have tables set up for art activities for children, maybe some cornhole going on, some live music.
So that's happening on Saturday, and that's celebrating how many years have you guys been around?
35 years.
Wow, that's amazing. Yep. So people can get ready for the big anniversary that's going on. So you deal with the Tidewater Tattoo, but you're also the commissioner for the town of Elkton, Rob?
That is correct. I am a town commissioner. I got appointed to the board 2 years ago when our dear departed Mary Jo Jablonski passed away, God rest her soul.
Yes.
And they appointed me in her seat. Now, I will be up for re-election next spring, and I will definitely seek a reappointment to the board.
You've been busy during COVID with Tidewater Tattoo. I heard that you were donating like different masks and stuff to other people, right, Rob?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were giving as much as we could, along with a bunch of other people. It was really great to see the community, actually like the whole world, come together during that. It was amazing.
Because there were actually like articles written about it, about you kind of helping out the community that way.
Yeah, well, you know, we all do what we can.
You don't want to brag. It's all right. But you can brag about being the commissioner. So with that, you're in charge of different events, and you have something coming up at the end of May, right?
Yes, I do. I'm very excited about this event. I'm calling it Team Elkton's Inaugural Fishing Rodeo. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the first year for it, but I guarantee you this will turn into a huge yearly event.
It's going to be a fishing rodeo?
Yes, it's just going to be a day of fishing for the children, ages 15 and under. There is no license required for these ages. It's going to be at, they call it Howard's Pond or the Cow Pond, right off of Main Street, just outside of town. We're going to be doing that on Saturday, May 22nd, from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m.
So in a couple of weeks, it's going to get ready to go on. It's happening there. Do people need to like sign up for that in advance?
Yes, there is a cutoff. I've measured it out around the pond. It's a huge pond. I figure we can comfortably distance 100 children. Mm. You need to pre-register, and that would be parks@elkton.org. That's through our Parks and Rec Department. So that's parks@elkton.org. You must pre-register. At last count, we had 64 children pre-registered already. So there's still a lot of spots left. But if you are interested in attending this event, I would get on it. We're providing the poles, the tackle. You can bring your own pole if you want, but we're going to have plenty there. Sarge's Market down off of 213 is donating the bait and hooks. We have Chick-fil-A donating sandwiches. The Public Works Department is bringing a grill, and our own Mayor Rob Ault is going to be manning that grill until about noon, and then somebody else will take over until 2. Crave Eatery has pledged a bunch of water for us. Everything's free. The kids just need to show up and have a good time. This is being co-sponsored by the Elkton Mayor and Commissioners, the Elkton Police Department, Elkton Alliance, of course, Elkton Parks and Recs, and Elkton Public Works. So it's Team Elkton.
Wow. So you have a lot of stuff coming up. So you've got this Fish and Derby, the first of many years of this Fish and Derby that's coming up. You said on May,
I believe so.
On May 22nd. And then a couple Saturdays after that, you're celebrating your anniversary on June 5th.
That is correct, yes.
And they can keep up to date directly on your website for that, TidewaterTattoo.com. And like I said, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have direct link to get you to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they'll have access to your stuff for more information. So the commissioner for the town of Elkton and the owner and artist at Tidewater Tattoo, Rob Massiano, I want to thank you so much for calling in today to give us some more information about what's coming up. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate your time and the help in getting the word out, especially about my fishing rodeo, my anniversary as well. But this fishing rodeo, I'm very excited about. I love children. I love my community. And I really can't wait to have this fun day. It's going to be a good time for everybody.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So that's
Justin.
Yeah, my pleasure. That's May 22nd, and your anniversary is on June 5th. And happy early anniversary, Rob, by the way.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Well, thanks again for calling in, and take care, Rob. Appreciate it.
You too. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye. And make sure you keep it here. We have the third and final segment of Chamber Chat coming up with the Program Development Manager for Project Chesapeake. Patrick Maddox is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the third and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's featured chamber is the Elkton Chamber Alliance. And my third guest is the Program Development Manager for Project Chesapeake. I have Patrick Maddox on the phone. Patrick, are you there?
I am there.
Hey, Patrick. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking, Justin.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for calling in today. Of course, you are with the Elkton Chamber Alliance, right?
That's correct.
And about how long have you been with them, Patrick?
I believe this is our third year.
Okay. And so from what you've seen, would you recommend that to another small business that's listening to reach out to the Elkton Chamber Alliance?
Absolutely. I definitely would do that. I think they've been fantastic. They love their community and they're very supportive and somebody that, you know, I would highly recommend any business or organization to connect with them.
And it's a good way to meet people you might not normally meet with, right? With networking opportunities and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. So you can go directly to their website, ElktonAlliance.org. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook. We posted earlier this morning, facebook.com/WHGM Gold, with a direct link to their Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff. So your direct website is projectchesapeake.com. And so for those who might not have heard of that, can you kind of explain what Project Chesapeake is and does, Patrick?
Absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity. Project Chesapeake is a private addiction, substance abuse, and mental health counseling organization that provides full range of addiction services to 10 counties within the state of Maryland, including both Cecil and Harford County.
Because you guys have been expanding, from what I understand, right?
That is correct. We have traditional outpatient locations across the state, one in Elkton that serves our Elkton, Cecil County community, and then Edgewood is our location that serves Harford County. And there you could come and get provided outpatient services. And then last year, in March of 2020, we opened our first residential or inpatient treatment center for substance abuse disorders, and that was serving men, and it was a 16-bed facility. And we're really proud and excited to be opening our second facility, and this one will be a fully female facility serving women across the state of Maryland.
So before, you didn't have the room or equipment to help out the female population, but now you guys can.
Exactly. We provided those services for men and women in our outpatient locations, but now having the opportunity for the higher level of care, which is 30 to 90 days of inpatient substance abuse disorder treatment.
So if someone's listening and they're thinking, oh, you know, my friend has a substance abuse problem, or I would like to find out more information about that, what's the best way to get started, Patrick?
Well, I think that there's multiple ways to contact us. You can do that through our website at www.projectchesapeake.com. You can also email us at info@projectchesapeake.com. You can call us at our corporate location, which can direct you to all of our services, 443-440-5780. And you can check us out on our Facebook page, which was what a lot of people do, because it gives you a really great sense of all of our products, our services that we provide, the populations that we serve, and then gives you the opportunity to contact us through just a click of the mouse. You can access our website and contact us, call us, and get any additional information for family or loved ones, just to learn more or to maybe get information to help them contact on their own.
Because you do offer a wide range of services. It's much more than just substance abuse, right?
That's correct. And so we provide mental health therapy. Certainly during the pandemic, we've seen a big increase in people reaching out for mental health services. So we serve adults and children, and we do individual counseling in our location. Of course, we do offer telehealth services so that folks that are not comfortable coming into our location, they can connect with us through the telehealth platform, and through the comfort of their own home or in a private space of their own, they can contact and connect with a therapist that way. And then we do individual counseling for substance use treatment, and we do our group outpatient therapy. So we have intensive outpatient group therapy for substance use disorder, which is 4 times a week. We provide those services and offer those services during the daytime as well as in the evening. So we give people the option of connecting to services a little bit easier, those that work or have, you know, we have a flexible schedule for those individuals. And there's a drop down into something called outpatient, which is just 2 1-hour groups per week. So we do mental health therapy. We do substance abuse treatment. We also provide anger management and court-ordered domestic violence courses. And then in addition to our mental health therapy, we have a mental health case management program called PRP, which is Psychiatric Rehabilitation Services. And that's a mental health case management program for individuals that would qualify. So individuals, it's a bit complicated to describe exactly how they would qualify for services, but if they want to contact us, and mostly individuals that are actually engaged in our mental health treatment, their therapist usually provides that information to them if they are qualifying for that program or would benefit from it. So we do a lot of different things, individual things and groups. We provide individual services, group-based services, as well as inpatient residential treatment and outpatient treatment.
Does that go through, like, their insurance? They call them first, or they would just call you guys and get the ball rolling that way?
Right. So one of the things that's great about Project Chesapeake is we take both state insurance, so Medicaid and Medicare, is we also take private insurance. And we're paneled with a number of different insurance providers. So if you contact us, what we do is we absolutely, all of our office managers are fantastic. They'll answer all of your questions. And in many cases, if someone's uninsured or is struggling to learn about their insurance, we can connect them to insurance. We will get them set up right there when they call us. We'll get them set up with their insurance. And then you know, we can go through all of those difficult questions that people kind of don't understand, like copays or, you know, how does this work? We will guide them through that process and make sure that they know what exactly they need.
So they can call you, like you said. So what was that phone number again?
So I'll give you the number for both of our outpatient locations. In Elkton, Maryland, you'll be calling our office manager, Ray, and that number is 443-406-3234. If you're calling our Edgewood or Harford County location, you'll be speaking to Alex. She's fantastic. And our number there is 443-461-3311. For those who are looking for inpatient treatment, you can call our corporate office at 443-440-5780.
And you can find that directly on the website, projectchesapeake.com. And like I said, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We're going to have a direct link to get you to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page or website. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff for more information. Where exactly in Edgewood is that located, by the way?
Our Edgewood location is 1308 Business Center Way, Suite 102. It's right behind the Aldi. And then our location in Elkton is 111 East Main Street, Suite B. And that's right on the main drag, the main street in Elkton, right next to C3 Tavern and the courthouses. So we're right there located right in the middle of the heart of Elkton.
So if someone's listening right now, with today being Saturday, should they wait till Monday to reach out, or can they do that today, Patrick?
Absolutely. We're open Monday through Thursday from 9 to 5, and we're open Friday from 9 to 3. So just to repeat that, all of our locations are open 9 to 5, Monday through Thursday, and 9 to 3 on Fridays.
Okay. And they can find all the hours directly. So if they reach out today, they'll know that they'll hear back from you coming up on Monday.
Absolutely. And if we, you know, unfortunately, if we're unable to connect with you and you have to leave a message, we usually get back to you within the next business day, if not that same day.
All right. So what was the main number to call again?
So the main number is 443-440-5780. And that's our main number that you can contact that will filter you to whatever location or to learn about whatever services that you'd like to learn about.
So you can call that direct number. You can find out more information directly on the website, projectchesapeake.com. And like I said, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. So the program development manager for Project Chesapeake, Patrick Maddox, I want to thank you so much for calling in today to give us some more information about what you guys offer. Thank you so much.
Appreciate your time. Thank you, Justin.
Oh, my pleasure, Patrick. Thank you. And that's going to do for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallon. Until next time, have a great day.